Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 20, 2007. I'm Joe Onderko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's football games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. It was a day for the road teams in PAC football on October 13, as all four visiting squads came away with conference wins, while Geneva had the weekend off. Nationally ranked Washington and Jefferson and Waynesburg both remained unbeaten with lopsided wins. The Presidents rolled over Westminster 58-18, while the Yellow Jackets rushed to a 45-7 decision at Bethany. The Mercer County Cup returned to Grove City for the first time in 4 years, as the Wolverines survived the last-second missed 53-yard field goal attempt by Teal to post a 14-13 win. Finally, Thomas Moore rolled off 27 unanswered fourth-quarter points to break a 17-17 tie after three quarters and defeat St. Vincent 44-17. Saint freshman quarterback Joey Zurhuizen won his second straight start, throwing a pair of TD passes and rushing for another. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to WNJ senior wide receiver Tom McCafferty, who caught 8 passes for 146 yards and a school record 4 touchdowns in the win at Westminster. Defensive honors went to Waynesburg senior defensive end Mike Serwin, who made 6 tackles, including 3.5 for losses, along with 2 sacks and 2 pass breakups at Bethany. Special teams recognition went to Grove City junior defensive end Ryan Rylands, who deflected a potential game-tying extra point kick with just 3:05 to play in the Wolverines' one-point victory at Teal. All 9 conference teams are in action this Saturday, with 4 league matchups and 1 non-conference contest. 6-0 Waynesburg, which entered the AFCA national poll for the first time at number 25 this week, will look to continue the program's best start since 1967. The Yellow Jackets host 2-5 Teal at 1:30 p.m. Waynesburg is 14-3 against the Wolverines since joining the PAC in 1990, but Teal has won 3 of the last 5 meetings. The last time the two teams met in Waynesburg, the Tomcats overcame a 21-point deficit to win 35-28 in double overtime. Teal head coach Jack Liepheimer previews the matchup.
Well, I expect it to be a very physical game. Waynesburg's a very physical football team. They want to run the ball, and they're well-coached, disciplined, aggressive. I think it's going to be a real battle. I think our kids will be ready to play, and looking for a great game.
Washington and Jefferson also faces a challenging contest, as the 6-0 Presidents travel to Grove City to face the 3-4 Wolverines, who are looking for their third straight win. WNJ has won 8 consecutive meetings in the series, including a 52-18 home win a year ago. In other action, Bethany looks to snap its 4-game losing streak as the 2-4 Bison host 3-3 Westminster at 1:30 p.m. The Titans have won the last 5 meetings between the two programs, including last year's 49-13 victory in New Wilmington. Despite his team's recent struggles, Bison head coach Tim Weaver says it's no time to panic for the Bethany football program.
I think the key in our situation in particular is to just stay the course. You know, we're so young, and if we were playing with a whole bunch of juniors and seniors and we were in year 4 or 5, then I think it would be time to push the panic button. We're certainly not there. We need to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I constantly remind our players that, you know, last year's team was a recovered onside kick and, you know, two-minute drills away from being 1-9 also. And we hadn't been competitive in any of our losses in last year's season. This year, we've been in, you know, 2 of our 4 losses, we've been in the game in the fourth quarter. So we're making progress. We're heading in the right direction. We haven't gotten a couple of the bounces we got last year, but our biggest thing is staying the course and keeping everybody doing what they need to do to get better, not so much focusing on winning the game, but just do what it takes to get better.
4-2 Geneva travels to Kentucky this weekend to battle 4-2 Thomas Moore Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in the first ever meeting between the two teams. Golden Tornado mentor Gino DeMarco is looking for his 100th career coaching win against the Saints. Finally, 0-6 St. Vincent steps out of league action to travel to Cleveland, where the Bearcats must battle 6-0 Case Western Reserve at 1 p.m. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please go to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.